Good evening. Welcome to ShareEnjoyment.com. We want to begin tonight by thanking our host, Jake Weinman, for bringing us together tonight to learn every night of the week. We want to thank our technical assistant, Mitch Green. We want to thank all the Chosher Rabbanim who participate in this wonderful experience every night of the week and throughout the day, and all the numerous multifaceted programs that ShareEnjoyment.com provides for Klal Yisrael. And tonight we begin by dedicating the share. Thank our sponsor, we also want to mention tonight we have a special dedication. Tonight's share is also being dedicated to Zeichen Nishmas Izzy Chait Olav HaSholem Yisroel Meir Ben Yochanan Olav HaSholem. He is Neshama Havan Aliyah, and we thank our sponsor for his generous dedication, his generosity in supporting ShareEnjoyment.com and dedicating this Shir Le'ilas Nishmasi. We are now coming to Pesach. Pesach is coming upon us very quickly, and I'd like to discuss an idea relating to the coming Yom Tov. The idea is a bit controversial. The idea is the concept of bringing a real Korban Pesach Bizman Hazeh in our day and age. What is the halacha? Is it possible today, let us say somehow, the Jewish people would make an arrangement with those that are taking possession of the Har HaBayis? What would happen if there would be some type of arrangement that today can be worked out with the authority who is currently preventing or maintaining their presence on the Har HaBayis, to allow representatives of the Jewish people to enter into the Har HaBayis and bring a real Korban Pesach today, in the year Tov Shin Pei Gimel? The Rambam says that the laws of bringing Korbonos are not dependent on there being a Beis HaMikdash. Makrivim afal pi she'ein bayis. The Rambam says we can bring korbanos even if we do not have a Beis HaMikdash. Now that's quite a statement. That needs a lot of clarification what that means exactly. But let's just play around with this in very, very simplistic and general terms. There are two concepts. There's a concept of having a Beis HaMikdash, a place where Hashem's divine presence rests permanently in this world. And there's another principle of bringing sacrifices, offering sacrifices. From the Rambam, the way the commentators understand the Rambam holds that the two are not dependent on one another. In other words, but there are conditions, but the only location where we can bring the korbanos is the very specific location where the Mizbeach, where the Navi has told us where the korbanos may be offered, the place of the Mizbeach. So let's make a lot of very great assumptions. Let us assume that today it would be possible, if we can identify the exact location where the Mizbeach once stood, and we will construct a new Mizbeach. The Mizbeach doesn't have to be built with all of its details, just needs to be basically a square, a perfect square with four corners. And it has to be on the location, the exact location where the original Mizbeach stood. And we will then put up curtains, put up some type of mechitzos, even if that isn't necessary, it's not so clear. And we'll have a shechita kshera bizarre, even a Yisrael can do the shechita, and a Kohen will do the Kabbalah, receive the blood, bring the blood to the Mizbeach, and sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach. And then the carbon will be roasted and be eaten on the night of Pesach as the halacha demands. And the reason why this is something which is very important is because there is a mitzvah asay for every single member of Klal Yisrael to bring a Korban Pesach or to participate in a group that is offering a Korban Pesach. And the penalty for not fulfilling this mitzvah is kores, What is curry? It's a very complex concept, but it's not good. It's definitely not something that is good. See, it's one thing with regard to all of the other korbanos. Those are not obligations that we are required to do as an individual. Here's the korban tamid shel shachar, tamid shel ben harbayim, and all the various musafim and other korbanos. That's for the tzibur, everyone, the whole klal Yisrael. So no one individual feels has the responsibility to bring the korban. But a korban pesach is very unique. Every single person must bring the korban pesach, and if he does not, he is guilty, and is a very severe penalty. Other korbanos which fall upon an individual, as let's say, for example, a person did a navera, and is chayav a korban chatas. If he doesn't bring the korban, so he doesn't bring the korban. There is no penalty of kares for not bringing other korbanos, even those korbanos that an individual has an obligation to bring. So again, the question goes back. Being that the korban pesach is a very, very serious mitzvah, unique in the severity of the mitzvah, penalty of kares, and the Rambam says that we do not need a Beis HaMikdash with all its glory in order to bring korbanos. We only need to build a mizbeach on the location where the mizbeach stood and is required to stand. And we can set up some degree of privacy, and we can bring the korban pesach. Now, obviously, one will say, but we need a kohen that is a miyuchas. Not necessarily. Gedoyla chazaka. If we give a person the first aliyah in shul on Shabbos or during the week, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos mincha, Shabbos day, good enough. One will ask, but we're all tenenes to enter into the area of the azara, being in a state of contamination. Zachiv kares. Well, we have a halacha that tells us tuma chutra b'tzibur. When the entire community, when the entire Jewish people are in a state of contamination, then we are permitted to do the avoda, the service in the Beis HaMikdash, even in a state of tuma. If we're entering that location for the purpose of bringing a korban pesach, and a korban pesach is a dual concept. On the one hand, it's a private korban, but it's also a korban that applies to every single person. It has the status of a korban tzibur of the community. There are ways that in the world of halacha, it would work out, that it would be permitted for us to offer this sacrifice in a state of contamination. Meaning, even though we do not have the ashes of the paraduma to purify us from the contamination of the dead, it would appear that it would be permitted. There are many different challenges to this, and basically to every challenge you will find people that will find the solution. The challenges may be very complex, but Baruch Hashem, we are blessed today with some very brilliant people that have some very brilliant solutions. Don't underestimate ingenuity, the talent, the brilliance, the koichos ha-nefesh of Klal Yisrael. The truth is, this question has gone back for generations. None other than the very great Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He pushed very hard to find a way that we can bring a korban pesach even in the time of Golos. His son-in-law, the Chassam Sofer, wrote a very long article, a response, that we can't do it. There are many reasons why we can't do it. And some of the reasons are very creative, very interesting. And this topic opens up a world of commentary about many things, especially in the world of halacha, exactly what the halachic difficulties are that would prevent us from being able to bring a korban pesach. For example, some hold that the korban pesach can only be brought after we bring a korban tamid in the morning. The bring of the korban tamid would likely be much more complex. Others tell us that we need there to be a kohen gadol who has in his possession the tzitz, because the only time tumah is overlooked when it comes to the tzibur is if we have the ornament of the Kohen Gadol called the tzitz. We need a tzitz. If we have a tzitz, we need a Kohen Gadol. What exactly do we need? Who would we select to be the Kohen Gadol? Do we really need the Kohen Gadol? Do we need to build the Mizbeach in a state of purity? Although we have a halacha that we can do the service while we are contaminated, but the Mizbeach has to be built in purity, similar to what we know was done at the time of the Hanukkah miracle. Okay, this is a very, very big discussion. And obviously, the elephant in the room is the Gentiles and the Muslims would never, ever, ever, at this point in our Golos, allow us to do anything close to bringing the Korban Pesach. Literally, World War III would break out before we would be able to bring the Korban Pesach. So practically speaking, it's almost impossible. It's a nice halachic, theoretical discussion. In this discussion is one principle which is very relevant for us. I think it's very important for our Pesach Seder in this discussion. And this is the opinion of a very important Sefer called the Binyan Tzion. Binyan Tzion is a very well-known person, very famous Sefer. And he writes, and he says, it says in the Toichacha, in Parshas Bechukosai, in the curses, at the end of Chumash Vayikra, that if we do not go in the ways of Hashem, Hashem says, I will make it that your sanctuary is desolate. Vahashimoisi means shemama, means desolation, destruction, chorben. I will make it that your holy place will be desolate. And the next words are, v'lo oriach. I will not inhale the fragrance, bereach nichoichachem, of your sweet offerings. There's a principle in the bringing of a carbon called a reach nichoyach. It says this term by most of the korbanos. When you bring a sacrifice to Hashem, it has to be with a sweet fragrance. You have to bring the sacrifice to Hashem with the right intent and produce a spiritual aroma which HaKadosh Baruch Hu enjoys. And Hashem tells us in Chumash Vayikra, at the end of Chumash Vayikra in Parashas Bechukosai, in the Toichacha, that if we do not go in His ways, and it comes about that Hashem will destroy our sanctuary, I will not enjoy the sweet fragrance of Reach Nichoichachem. And therefore the Binyan Tzion says that there's no purpose in bringing a korban today. Even if we will be able to overcome all of the halachic difficulties, which there are many very creative ways to do, to find solutions, even if we'll figure out a way where we will find Kohanim Yuchasim and we will know exactly where it's located and have Bigdei Kohuna and Tum Hutter Bet Sibur and follow the opinions that everything can work out, what are we gaining? What are we gaining with all of this? At the end of the day, there is no Beis HaMikdash. To temporarily sneak in and bring a korban, Hashem says, if it's going to be the Hashimoisias Mikdash Sheichem, there is no temple. V'lo Ariach, Bereach Nichoichachem. I will not enjoy the sweet fragrance of your sacrifices. So what are we gaining? If Hashem is not going to accept the korban, V'lo Ariach, then the korban doesn't accomplish anything. It's not a valid korban. The Gemara Masechta Tzvachim in the beginning tells us that the korban has to meet certain criteria, and one of the criteria is that it has to be offered l'shem reach nichoyach. And if that criteria is not met, then the korban is not kosher. So there's nothing to gain. That's an answer which really encompasses all the other answers. There are technicalities, but Hashem says v'lo ariach.
However, this answer of the Binyan Sion is very difficult because we know as a fact, says in Sefer Ezra, that when the Jewish people came up from the Golos, the 70 years, after 70 years, the Golos after the Churban Bayis Rishon, and they built, they were beginning to build the Bayis Sheni, they began to offer sacrifices immediately. They put up curtains, and they began to offer sacrifices even before the Beis HaMikdash was built. Question: if there was no temple built at that point in time, they were just beginning to build, just because they arrived back on the scene, how could they offer sacrifices when there was no Mikdash? V'lo ariach berech nichaychachem. It was still a time of a Hashimos, yes, Mikdash Shechem. It was a very great struggle to put up the Beis HaMikdash. Haman's 10 sons issued a sitna, a stop order, an accusation, a letter of accusation to Achashverosh, to Achartashta, Quiresh, that the Jews are rebelling and they should not be permitted to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. It was a lie, but it worked. And there was no temple. Yet we know as a fact, it says in the Pesukim and Sefer Ezra that the Jewish people were offering korbanos. How could that be? The answer given is a very big difference between then and now. Then, although it's true there was no Beis HaMikdash, but they were in the process of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. They had permission. People were coming. They had donations. They were in the process of rebuilding. When you are in the process of rebuilding, that is not called Vahashimoisias Mikdash Shechem. When everything is status quo and there's no building and we're just going to sneak in for a day and offer a korban, we're going to negotiate with those that have authority over this site and give them perhaps pay for the right to do so or to have some political favor extended to us. It's just for a few hours. There's no Beis HaMikdash. It's not going to be built. It remains in a state of a Hashimoisi es Mikdash Sheichem. It is Shemama. It is desolate. There is no rebuilding. You want to sneak in for one day? What are you accomplishing? V'lo ariach. But in the time of Ezra, although it was difficult to proceed and build, it was no longer a time of the Hashimoisi es Mikdash Sheichem. Even though there was no Beis HaMikdash present, but the fact that we had permission, the fact that we were in the process of actually building it, there were delays, there were problems. It's not called desolation. When you're actively in the process of building, there's no Vahashimosi of Mikdash Sheichem. You cannot say that we are in a state where our sanctuary is desolate, is shemama, is destroyed, and is desolate. We're moving in the right direction. We're motivated. It's happening. It's just a matter of getting to the next step. Then there's no reason why we should assume v'lo yariach berech nichaychachem. Hashem indeed is enjoying the sweet fragrance of our korbanos. Now our goal is, as we just mentioned, unfortunately, until Mashiach comes, there is no plan. There is no plan of action happening at this moment to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. The political climate of this world does not allow for that. We fantasize only that we can sneak in for a few hours with permission, without permission, to bring a korban. That's not going to accomplish anything. As long as we're not actively involved in rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, it's still the Hashimoisias Mikdash Sheichem. And therefore, we have to assume v'lo yariach b'reach nichaychachem. How is this relevant for us? On Pesach, we don't have a korban Pesach in our Pesach Seder, but we do have the matzah. At the end of the Seder, we eat the Afikoymen. And according to many opinions, the Afikoymen is a reminder, is a zecher for the Korban Pesach. So many things in the Seder, so many things about Yom Tov Pesach all revolve around the Korban Pesach, even today, even at the Seder. And when we conduct the Seder, it's almost as if that we, in a certain dimension, we are bringing the Korban Pesach. Chazal tell us, "Neshalma Tzforim Sifaseinu," by reciting the Psukim, learning the sugyos, the topic of the Korban Pesach, it's as if we're actually bringing the Korban Pesach. And Korban Pesach, again, is unique because every individual has to bring the Korban Pesach. The penalty is kores. It's a unique relative to all of the other korbanos. Everyone has to participate. Everyone has to reenact the best that they can. But we learned from our discussion a very critical principle about the Korban Pesach. When we bring the Korban Pesach through our Pesach Seder, through our recital of the Haggadah and the Mitzvahs, in order for it to be L'Reach Nichoyach, the Korban Pesach, we have to be actively involved in rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. Pesach Seder is not a time to reminisce, to look back at the past and reflect upon our ancestors, how they conducted the Seder. Of course, it's a beautiful thing. Don't get me wrong. Minag Yisrael Torah. There's a time to reminisce, a time to reflect, time to look back. But if we're going to look back, the glorious days of how they offered the Korban Pesach, how they did this, how they did that. Those days, currently for us, are v'hashimoisi es mikdash sheichem. They're not here. They're gone. And if we're going to focus on the past, our service is not going to be acceptable. V'lo yoriach b'reach nichichachem. The goal of the Pesach Seder is to look to the future, to focus ahead. Where are we going? It's a time to recalibrate, to look forward, to feel as if we are actively involved in the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. If we can't do it physically, then at least in the spiritual world of doing Torah, Mitzvahs, Chesed, removing ourselves from Sinas Chinam, from Lashon Hara. Everyone knows what they have to do. There are people who live in the past. It's nice, it's okay, but not on the night of Pesach. On the night of Pesach, put aside the past. Chayiv Adam Lirois Es Atzmoi Ki Ilu Hu Yotzo Mimitzrayim. The Rambam's Girsa, Chayiv Adam Laharois Es Atzmo. To demonstrate, this is not just a nice thing to do. This is essential, because if we're going to reflect and look at the Seder with the flavor of Zecher L'Mikdash Kehillel, that's a very important thing of the Seder, but that's not the theme of the Seder, then we're entering into a world for Hashimois Yesmikdash Sheichem. That world is currently not in front of us. That world, unfortunately, due to our Averos, is desolate, is Shemama. It's no longer here. And if we're going to live in that past, then unfortunately, our service is not going to provide for Hashem satisfaction. But if we put ourselves in the shoes of the people who lived in the time of Ezra, HaSofer, and Nehemiah, who made Aliyah, who came to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, and actively started building the Beis HaMikdash, and were not deterred with all of the politics and all of the hatred and all of the trouble. Pasuk says that with one hand they were building and with the other hand they were holding weapons to fight back against the enemies who were trying to prevent the construction of the Mikdash. If we put ourselves in their shoes and we are actively involved in rebuilding, Ki'ilu Yotza Mimitzrayim, Laharos Es Atzmoi, then we're no longer in an environment. We're no longer living against the backdrop of V'Hashimoisi Es Mikdash Sheichem. then we're living only with one concept, Reach Nichoyach LaHashem. Then our service, Unashalma Fodim Sefoseinu, is a service of satisfaction to Hashem. Now we prepare, Baruch Hashem, we have time yet for Pesach. Mirat Hashem, all of the Choshev and Magid Yishir this week will certainly deliver powerful words and ideas. We should drink with thirst their holy word, and the Mirat Hashem, we should all merit to a meaningful Yom Tov coming upon us, a meaningful preparation for the Yom Tov. The preparation, more often than not, is more impactful than the actual Yom Tov itself. And it should propel us to a new quality in appreciating Hashem's Torah, a new dimension in our relationship with Hashem, and that will ultimately lead to the coming of Mashiach, to witness Eliyahu HaNavi, and all of the beautiful prophecies that come along with this very special time that the world will enjoy in the glow of the presence of Hashem. Thank you very much for listening, for coming and learning tonight with me. And may all of you have a wonderful week ahead, a wonderful Shabbos, a good night.